We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield. Welcome to Doc Insider.
Our whole athletic department, there's a level of expectations of success.
Throw, catch, touchdown, Oregon.
He can run and slam.
This is back out for a three. Left wing is good.
In the air to center, back at the wall.
Really excited that we get to rep our Ducks and hopefully come back to Eugene with some championships.
Indoor track and field national champion.
Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
And for the fourth time in the last 6 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
We have so many teams that are excelling right now, and it's really fun to be a part of.
This is Doc Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
It is game day eve as the Ducks get ready to head down to Los Angeles. We've got Pac-12 picks to make, and we've got a game to preview. 12:30 on ABC, Oregon will face UCLA, a 10:30 pregame show for us on the Oregon Sports Network. Joining us via Zoom because they've got a plane to catch. It's Mike Jorgensen and Jerry Allen. Now, with the way that things work with our settings in here, whoever's talking is the one who actually shows up on this screen. So I'll tell you what, I don't know if you guys knew that. You could really mess with each other during picks. Like, we could really have some confusing things here during picks. That's Jordy, everybody.
Am I showing up? Am I showing
Jerry.
Up when I talk? Hey. Hi.
We're not showing up, then, if we're not talking.
Correct. Well, now you're showing up because no one else was talking. It's whoever spoke last, I guess, is who pops up on this. Anyway, I shouldn't have told them this. I just completely set myself up for failure today. Guys, this is a big game. This is going to be a fun game. You guys have done probably a lot of different radio interviews over the course of this week like I have, guys, and I'm getting asked every week about how big of a deal it is that the Ducks are going against their former head coach. You guys gotten that question a lot, Jerry? Have you gotten that question a lot this week?
You know, a little bit, but not as much as in the last couple of years, I guess. As you get further away from the fact that Chip Kelly was at Oregon, I think people have sort of, you know, started to lose that. So there's still a lot of interest because Chip Kelly was so successful at Oregon that people are curious if if he's going to be able to gain that kind of success and then use it against Oregon.
Yeah, Georgie, I think it's safe to say that this is probably the best team that Chip's had since his time at UCLA, right?
Yeah, I think so, clearly. And again, I think it also it goes with the maturity of the team. It goes with the veterans on the team. It goes with the maturity, I think, of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who's always been kind of on the cusp of being really good. But this year, he's put it all together. And, you know, they lost a couple of games. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But at the same time, one of his better teams, one of the more dangerous teams. And the questions I got last year in the COVID year, I got a lot more last year with Chip coming to Eugene than I did with Oregon going down there to play UCLA. But, yeah, they're a dangerous team, a fun team to watch. And so is Oregon. Can't wait for this game to get together.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. All right, we're going to preview that. We're going to make some Pac-12 picks. We've also got a couple interviews from the week, including a really long one and a great one with Travis Dye. You can hear a little bit from TriQuest Bridges. We were hoping to hear from Dana Altman today, but in the world of Zoom, the audio on his press conference, guys, was so we will not be hearing from Dana Altman today.
That's an understatement. It was really
I can take you inside the show, everybody, if you really want to hear the technology nitty-gritty of what happened, but that's just going to bore everybody. The point is, and I'll summarize for Coach Altman here, guys, for just a second, he's really excited about this team. They've got a lot of good key components, a lot of veterans, and Infali Dante is maybe about 6 weeks away from rejoining the team, so good news. I think all signs pointing positive for Oregon basketball. We do have Will Richardson and Davion Harmon, though. We're going to have that for you coming up in a little while. All right, guys, let's do some keys to this game. I think that it's very simple for me. It starts with the run game. Georgie, I'm sorry I just stole your game key that you have to run the ball. But I think that it starts and ends with which team runs the ball. Ducks have run for over 180 yards in every game this season. UCLA has the number 9 rush defense in the conference. UCLA pass defense maybe leaves a little something to desired. Oregon, pretty darn good against the run. I think whichever team runs the ball, going to be successful. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, I would agree. I think if you can run the ball, that means you're going to probably be able to create some passing lanes in time. I think running the ball is important, but I really think that whether or not Oregon can run the ball well, Oregon's offensive line has got to do a better job in protection against that UCLA rush, because they're going to bring 5 or 6 guys. They'll bring a nickel back on a blitz. They'll bring a guy from a different side. They're going to do a lot of different things defensively, and the offensive line is really going to have to communicate. If they'll give Anthony Brown time to throw the ball, there are going to be some completions there, but obviously running the ball will set that up.
Yeah, I think that the run defense, Georgie, was maybe a question for the Ducks on the defensive line heading into this season. Popo Amavai, Brandon Dorlis, Keonware Hudson, among others, have done a really nice job, I think, plugging up those gaps. And you got to give a lot of credit to Noah Sewell, I think, in that regard as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're giving up under 140 yards a game rushing. And, you know, UCLA's under 100 yards rushing. So it's two good rush defenses. It's two pass defenses, frankly, that because teams can't run it against them, they have to throw it against them. That's why the yards are a little bit higher for UCLA and for Oregon. But, you know, again, the ability of both these teams to run the ball, they set up everything else around the run. So it's real obvious that that's the case. But to me, the key to the game is Dorian Thompson-Robinson can't rush for any more than about 40 or 50 yards. You know, last week he went for almost 100 against Washington. He almost went for 100 against Arizona State. His ability to get loose, get out of containment, get up the field when Oregon's going man-to-man and be able to get past that linebacker position for 20, 30-yard runs, that's the most dangerous part of that UCLA offense, I feel. So everything with UCLA offensively surrounds that guy. You contain him, you know, keep him under control, I think you got a great chance to win this game.
I think, guys, too, consistency, we've been talking about that for Oregon, and these are the two quarterbacks with the top two quarterback ratings in the fourth quarter. They're also probably the two most veteran quarterbacks in the conference in terms of number of snaps that they've played throughout their careers in college football. I feel like, Jerry, that's a huge key in this game, is which quarterback can get going maybe a little earlier in the game, because the Ducks, Mario Cristobal has said, play their best football with their backs up against the wall. Well, maybe you'd like to not have your back up against the wall quite so often, right?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some of the early years, and Joey Harrington of the Ducks would get so far behind and then come back kid. Joey Harrington would just light it up in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter. But I think you mentioned a key. Both of these are veteran quarterbacks, and both defenses do a lot of shifting and jumping and do things. So two veteran quarterbacks, whichever quarterback is able to read what's coming, make changes and adjustments is going to give them a huge advantage in this game.
Yeah, I think that the quarterback's kind of important, right, Jorgie?
Yeah. I mean, other than Jaden Daniels, these are the two guys that move the best. You know, I mean, they run, they can run, they can throw, they can get out of containment, they can make a broken play into a real big positive play. So these two defenses are going to have to, you know, play some pretty under control, honest defense. Because, again, if you come out of control against a Brown or against a Robinson, you come out of control, they can just all of a sudden be down the field just like that. So, yeah, they're big time quarterbacks. And I think in the fourth quarter, you don't want to be behind by very far in the fourth quarter. Because both these guys are so good in the fourth quarter, it's going to be tough to catch up.
Yeah. 12:30, the Ducks tomorrow against UCLA. We'll be hitting the road this afternoon. That's why those of you who are live with us in the 11 o'clock hour, a little bit earlier, we're doing the show today so that we can all get to the airport. Jerry, any final thoughts on this game before we get to some picks? I mean, any keys that we're missing?
Well, I think the keys, and I think several of us have mentioned it, these are two really good game teams, two teams that are very similar in what they do. So the team that eliminates self-inflicted wounds, mistakes, turnovers is going to have a big, big, big advantage.
Jorgie?
You know, isn't it interesting that Oregon doesn't have a takeaway in the last two games, and they're still, what, plus seven?
Nine,
plus
seven or nine, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. It's just, yeah. You know, had a bunch of takeaways early and then the last two games, so they're due. They're due. And all it takes is a little play like that, a turnover, eliminate some of the penalties. You know, Oregon's close to 80 yards a game in penalties, and they've been some killers these last couple of two or three weeks that have hurt them. And they really have hurt them from being able to make a close game, a game that shouldn't be close. So the little things in this game, along with those quarterbacks, I think are going to be big parts of the game.
Also, I think the X factor, and he's always a factor, is Kayvon Thibodeau. If he can play an entire football game, and we saw just how effective he could be in a second half against Cal, I'm excited to see what maybe less rusty Kayvon Thibodeau is going to look like in this matchup. Looking forward to it. All right, we got to get a timeout. When we come back, more Oregon-UCLA preview. Pac-12 picks brought to you by Sylvan Ridge Winery. A whole lot more. It's Duck Insider. We're coming back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by Point Community Credit Union. In the Country Financial Studio, I'm Joey Mack, doing the show a little early today before we hit the road down to Los Angeles, technically to Pasadena, and the Ducks will be taking on UCLA with a 12:30 kickoff. There is a Pac-12 game tonight that we'll all be tuning in for. It's time for our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. Sylvan Ridge Winery representing the very best of the South Willamette Valley. Jerry Allen and Mike Jorgensen joining us on Zoom before we head to the airport. All right, guys, where we stand. I am regrettably saying that Mike Jorgensen sits in first place after this past week. Utah, UCLA, Colorado, Washington State all won last week. Jerry and Jorgie went perfect. I went 3-1 after Utah did what they did to Arizona State. I was feeling real good in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And the coin guys went 0-for.
Ouch.
The coin went from being one spot behind Jerry Allen to being five down on Jerry Allen and myself. Jorgie is in first place. He's got to pick first. It will be followed then by Jerry Allen. Then it'll be me, and then it will be the coin after last week's results where the coin went 0-for, which, by the way, did a little research because we all know that famously Mike Jorgensen – went 0-for when the coin was perfect.
I think the coin was like 7-for-7 or something like that. It wasn't four.
It was
just four games.
Yeah, it was. Let's just say it was a rough week for one Mike Jorgensen, and when the coin had a just really really good day. Jorgie, you have never gone unbeaten when the coin has gone 0-for. So congratulations on
thank you
the first time really flipping the
thank
script
you.
There.
Feel pretty good about
yeah.
that.
Okay, now, we all know that there were some motions that Jorgie wanted to discuss. So, Jorgie, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm not I frankly, I've forgotten what my motion was last week, so I can't do it. But I do have a new motion that I would like
to bring.
I would like to bring a new motion forth to the committee, excluding Scott Phillips, and that is last year we had, you know, the regular season was six total games, right? And then the bowl game. So it was six total games. We ended up tied for first. I realized there was a tie, but if there had been a winner, it would have been after six games. So I would like to make a motion that we have a mid-season champion from this point on and a full season champion. I just thought I'd throw that out there and see if you guys were interested. See, I thought about this motion and I shared it with Scott on Wednesday while you guys were in the bathroom. Okay. And I thought there was a clear winner last year. So if you didn't accept this motion, I was then going to make a motion.
Joey is looking for the flag and he's found it once again.
If you didn't go with this motion that I'm making, I was going to make a motion to revoke the individual winner from last year because they had won it with only six games. See, and I think I would have a legitimate beef on that. So
you're on the verge of being ejected from the game. You're targeting. That's what you're doing.
Can we bring my motion to a vote? How about a midseason champion?
What's the benefit?
Who cares about if you're a midseason all-star? I want you to be an all-pro at the end of the year.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Well, I gave it a try. So. Well,
you just trying to get more food out of the deal? I'm not sure what it would accomplish.
Hey, there's midseason All-Americans. There's everybody's on a watch list at the midseason. I thought, just give it a try. So it may be the last time I leave this year.
We're at the midseason right now, and you're on the watch list to win it, but that's all.
Okay.
Because you're in first place.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Jerry Allen, shutting it down. Well done. Okay, our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. I hope that everybody's got your Tylenol, your ibuprofen, whatever else you might need. So, the coin, guys, because you guys aren't here. You're just going to have to trust me, I guess, on the coin flip. I'll make sure I show Scott so that he's, you know, the committee is taken care of. Also, Scott, you made a tactical error by throwing the flag because now I have control of the flag.
First game on the docket is tonight, guys. We'll be tuning in on ESPN2, 7:30, Washington, 2-4, 1-2, visits winless Arizona. 0-6, 0-3 in Pac-12 play. 83 degrees at kickoff in Tucson. Mike Jorgensen, do the Wildcats pick up their first win of the year?
Oh, I know who I would love to pick, okay? I know who I would love to pick. But I'm going to go with the Huskies on the road. I just
Boo, Jorgie.
They're good enough. With Arizona, you know, going back and forth with quarterbacks, not knowing who the next guy is going to be, the losing streak, I believe, continues. Not able to get any points on the board last week against Colorado, who I think Colorado's a good defensive team. There's no doubt about that. But to get shut out in that fashion at home, I just don't think Arizona is there right now. So, Washington, I'm taking the Huskies on the road, even though it wouldn't upset me if the opposite happened. So,
Jerry?
Well, Arizona may have negative points this week because the Huskies are getting linebacker Zion Tupou-Fatui back. He led the
FBS. Wait, well done. Well done on the pronunciation.
Yeah, after all these years of doing these, you'd finally, you know, get lucky and hit one. But he led the FBS in sacks per game last season. He's been out, and he's backed out for the Huskies. So that's more pressure on Arizona. I don't think the Wildcats stand a chance. Huskies all the way.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Arizona, I think this pick is more about Arizona than it is about Washington, for me anyway. Washington wins. Not going to be close.
Yeah.
Coin. Okay, without – this is a heavy coin, by the way. Jerry, what's your estimate on the weight of said coin?
Yeah, that's probably a couple of good pounds.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm, you know, 2 or 3 ounces.
Good flip, though. Tails, fellas. We got the eagle. Tails.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yep.
It's on record
smart.
Now.
All right.
Okay.
It's a Marine coin, and they don't mess around. They go all the way, all right? So none of these little dinky U.S. coins. The military coin. Okay.
It feels like a pure silver coin. It's that heavy. That's pretty amazing.
We've got one of those, too, though, for a backup. I got the $1 just in case anybody ever, you know. We got a backup.
That may turn up missing one of these Wednesday nights.
Yeah, I was wondering why it was still there. Next up, our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. We continue, guys. There's actually 3 games at 12:30 in the Pac-12, which stinks this weekend. Not a lot of staggering for start times. Oregon UCLA is one of them. We're calling it. We won't pick it. Colorado Cal 2-4 Buffs 1-2 in Pac-12 play. Cal 1-5 0-3 in Pac-12 action. Might surprise you guys to know Cal is an 8.5-point favorite at home against Colorado. Jorgie?
I think Cal's a decent team. I do. They've been on the wrong end of some close games. I think we all saw last week that they can play with you if you let them, you know, if you let them hang around. They've got key players in key positions. They can run it. I think Garbers does a nice job of managing the offense against Oregon. Obviously, they had no explosion plays, and that's what really hurt them. But I think based on the fact that this game's at Cal, I'm taking the Cal Bears in this one. I am. I don't think Colorado gets number 2 in a row. So I'm taking Cal.
Jerry?
I'm going to go along with you, Jordy. I think Chase Garbers is really impressive. Some of the things I saw him do last week, I think they're a better team each week that's gone on, and they're at home. Garbers is going to end up very high up on the list with a lot of records. He's approaching one of Aaron Rodgers' marks on the passing touchdown. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Cal. I think at home they're a much better team. They were good on the road last week against Oregon. Yeah.
Cal reminds me this year a lot of UCLA last year. UCLA lost, 4 games by a combined 15 points? I think Cal's kind of in that same boat this year, and which is surprising because they do have an experienced quarterback in Chase Garbers. Defense, not as many playmakers as maybe they've had in years past, but I agree, guys. I think Cal's going to win. I'm taking Cal. So Colorado, Cal. Coin flip, another good flip, by the way. Heads, that's the home team in Cal. So right now, guys, the coin Coin is looking for a bounce back week. We'll see what happens. Next up, guys, we've got BYU, another 12:30 game, visiting Washington State, because BYU is basically an honorary member of the Pac-12 this year, because this will be the 4th Pac-12 team that they play. 12:30 on Fox Sports 1, Martin Stadium. Oh. They don't have Coach Rolovich and a few other assistants anymore, guys. Washington State sitting at 4-3, BYU at 5-2. Jorgie, who you picking?
I think I'm going to use one of my two deferrals for this.
One deferral. Yeah.
Do I not have one from the previous week?
No, one deferral.
No.
We went over this last week.
Hey, Jerry, if I could, I would like to, for Jorgie's repeated attempts to break the rules, I think that we should vote to motion that Jorgie loses his deferrals for this week.
Oh, wait a second.
Just for being a nuisance and suggesting a midseason champion that would be him. Jerry, would you like to entertain this motion? Do you second the motion?
Wow. I just much rather beat him straight up than to give him an opportunity to say, hey, you guys cheated me out of a week. So I'm going to turn it down. I'm not going to go with that.
Okay.
Unless he does it again, and then it is definitely going to be voted on.
Yeah.
Okay. And next week, you do it again.
I think if he tries to do it again today, I'm going to.
I'll never pick him again. He just sounds like me. I'll never pick him again.
Never pick him again. Yeah, well, we got a Utah-Oregon State game coming up. We'll see if you're going to pick him again. Yeah. BYU-Washington State, so you're going to defer, is what you're telling me, Jorg?
Yes.
All right. Deferral regrettably accepted. Jerry?
Yeah, gosh. Jaren Hall, 300-plus yard games. He's throwing the ball really, really well. I think Washington State, I know they're going to try to rally and play for each other and all they're going through, but I don't see them being as strong as BYU is. I don't know why. That's just I'm going to pick BYU, and I may be the one guy out of this whole week that does that. You guys probably going to go with Washington State. For the home team. I'm going to go with BYU.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Looking at this matchup, I thought that Boise State played a great game against BYU guys. I watched that game. And I felt like there were some things that Boise State did that exposed a couple of the weaknesses of BYU, particularly in the passing game, which surprised me because Boise State hasn't really been a great passing team this year. But they did some good things. Played a really complete game. Big win for former Duck defensive coordinator Andy Avalos, now coaching his alma mater. I thought that game kind of made me sit back and look at BYU maybe a little bit differently. And credit to Boise State for making me do that. Washington State, though, on the other hand, Jaden DeLora with a leadership statement this week, guys. I think that Jaden DeLora as the quarterback is going to be the one that rallies the troops, if you can use that analogy, that military analogy, without Coach Rolovich and all the other assistants. But, guys, at the end of the day, I feel like Oregon saw how tough it can be to be without a coach when Joe Moorhead was out. I think that losing all of those assistants, I don't care how much you rally, just – the resources are on BYU's side in that regard. That's why I'm going to take BYU. I think it's going to be close. I think Washington State's going to play a whale of a game because of everything that's going on. But I feel like when you have that many coaches that are – you don't have that much time to prepare for life without those coaches. That's why I'm going to take BYU. Coin flip. That's the home team, Washington State. Jorgie?
Boy. Joey, you talked me out of taking Washington State.
Did I really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
You did. Yeah. It's pretty believable case you make there. So it's, I started thinking, looking at Washington State and how well they're playing right now. And actually, they have a pretty stinking good defense.
Yeah, they do.
And at home, and the way that a team can rally behind kind of the battle cry that DeLora and everybody else has. But then when you really look a little bit deeper, there's a lot of coaches out there. So I'm taking the Cougs. I'm taking the Cougs. I am going to take the Cougs.
Down goes Jorgie. Down goes Jorgie.
Wait, but which Cougars?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They wouldn't have thought about that.
Oh, you almost got away with that.
I'm taking Washington State.
Okay.
We should not let him defer.
Down goes
God. So are we sure that you're taking the Cougs?
Yep, the Washington State Cougars. Yes.
WSU.
Yes.
All right, we got to get a timeout because – My head hurts. Sylvan Ridge Winery picks, offering the best of the South Willamette Valley. Jorgie's going to drive me to get that bottle of wine open in the fridge here. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of pizza? Obviously, but as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks here on a Friday, guys. We continue with, so far, everybody taking Washington. Myself and Jerry Allen taking BYU. The Coin and Jorgie are taking Washington State. And then all of us are taking Cal. No 7:30 games in Pac-12 football this week. All 12:30 and 4:30 on Saturday. On NBC, USC, 3-3. Notre Dame, number 13 in the country, 5-1. It's at Notre Dame Stadium. Mike Jorgensen, who you picking?
Notre Dame, taking the Irish. They'll do what they want to do against a USC team that has talent here and there to maybe make some plays and keep it close, but on the road, and a team that's gotten beaten down by a few teams, I think Notre Dame continues to beat down on the Trojans.
Jerry?
Yeah, they're at Notre Dame too, aren't they? Traveling to Notre Dame, USC, away from home. No. I just think across the line, I mean, even though USC has really good players, 4-star, 5-star players, so does Notre Dame, and they're playing much better together, more consistently, more continuity, and the home field advantage. I'm at Notre Dame all the way.
Notre Dame has played some oddly close games. Against the spread, they don't have all that good of a record this year. They beat Florida State by 3. They beat Toledo by 3. They trounced Purdue. They trounced Wisconsin. And they went and lost to what I think is a really good Cincinnati team, 24-13, and then won by 3 at Virginia Tech. I think that this game is going to be, guys, closer than the odds makers think. Notre Dame is a 7-point favorite. I say Notre Dame wins by 3. Again, they've won 3 games by 3. I think they do it again. I'm going to take Notre Dame. The Coin? But I think it might be closer than that touchdown. And Tails is the pick. That's USC for the Coin. I don't know why I think that, guys. I just feel like Notre Dame has kind of played themselves into some close games. But we'll see what happens. The last game. And it is time for us to remind Mike Jorgensen what he has said and will continue to say after he picked the Beavers in
week 1.
If
they lose, I'll never pick them again. I'll never pick them again. I'll never pick them again. I'll never pick them again.
And they lost.
They lost a lot 2 weeks ago, didn't they?
And Jorgi, have you picked him again?
I'm not going to pick him again. I'm not. Okay. I'm taking Utah on the road. I think the Utes.
He didn't even let me introduce the game. That was he just went right into it.
No ifs, ands, or buts. I know the game. Okay. I know the game. I'm not taking him again. And so it's, you know, hey, Utah's playing some good football, guys. They are playing some good, good football. And I think one of
pick
the
them
things
again.
That...
I'll never pick them again.
Throw the flag. God.
I think one of the things that Nolan is going to find out real quick is that pass defense for Utah is just as good as pass defense against Washington, where he threw for, what, less than 50 yards? And just to rely on the run alone against this good of a defense, it just gets better and better each week. And Devin Lloyd and company, and I think an offense, obviously, that's very confident now behind a quarterback that's making plays. They might struggle a little bit in this game to begin with because I think Oregon State also believes in their ability to run. But if run is all you can do, you're going to have a hard time winning this game at home. So I'm taking the Utes.
Jerry?
Utah, I think, is pretty much owned Oregon State at Oregon State at Corvallis. And it's because there's no real home field advantage. That takes away a lot. And you're right, Jorgen, the Utah is getting better and better. They're a tough nails team. And I think they can make Oregon State one-dimensional. And I think they stop the run and then they can't throw the ball. So I'm going to go with Utah in this one again. And Beavers are off to their best start since 2012, but that loss last, 2 weeks ago, even though they get a bye, is not going to be enough to be able to match up in Utah.
It's the 4:30 game on the Pac-12 Network. Utah 4-2, 3-0 in Pac-12 play, visits Oregon State 4-2, 2-1 in Pac-12 play. It's in Corvallis. Reister Stadium, Utah is a three-point favorite. I think that Utah smothers Oregon State. I think, contrary to my USC-Notre Dame pick, I think Utah wins bigger than that 3 points, guys. I also am going to pick Utah. The coin flip. Heads, the home team in Oregon State.
Ooh.
Scott likes if that the, pick.
If the coin could talk, I know what it would say.
Never pick him again. I'll never pick him again.
He lose, I'll never pick him again. I'll never pick him again. I'll never pick him again.
Bow down to the coin.
That's right.
Jerry Allen and Mike Jorgensen, our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks, a heritage of hospitality that spans nearly four decades and three generations. Sylvan Ridge Winery. Okay, everybody takes Washington. Everybody takes Notre Dame. Coin takes USC. We're split. Jerry and I taking BYU, Jorgie and the coin taking WSU. Everybody's taking Utah, the coin taking Oregon State, and Cal across the board. Jorgie is plus one in picks. The coin is minus five behind Jerry and I. Guys, bad luck in the picks. We'll talk to you on the plane.
All right. See you there, midseason champ.
All right. Go.
Midseason champ, what
did he say? Midseason. We didn't vote it in, remember?
We should have taken the deferral. We should have done it. Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen, looking forward to Oregon UCLA 12:30. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I'm driving. I'm not flying with you guys.
I understand at this point. We're going to hear from Travis Dye in a little while. And I'm going to go get some headache medicine on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
This is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. We made our Pac-12 picks brought to you by Sylvan Ridge Winery. Let's hear a little bit now from Travis Dye. What a game for Travis Dye this past week against Cal. And with C.J. Verdell out for the year, they're going to need more from Travis Dye, particularly against the number 9 rush defense in the country, giving up less than 100 yards on the ground per game, UCLA defense. Pretty good. Travis Dye is pretty good, too. So is the Oregon offensive line. A lot of great stuff with Travis Dye talking to the media this week.
Your performance against Cal is going to be best in your career. You know, what has it been like handling the extra workload now that you know it's out for the year?
It's been awesome. You know, it's been a blessing. It's been a pleasure to be able to get to do this, you know, with my teammates and be at that spot where I'm at. And I've worked really hard to be there, be here. And it's just been great to see it unfold.
Is there anything you did during that bye week that helped you prepare for that extra workload and the hits that you'll take and everything like that a little bit more than you normally would?
No, I didn't do anything different. I just, you know, stick to my same process. How I do anything is how I do everything. You know, that's our motto. But getting used to those carries, it was just working more and more in practice. You know, trying to get those done and stuff like that. And so it all came from practice and translated onto the field for sure.
How are you seeing the younger running backs perform now that they're going to get more of an opportunity?
I see them, you know, they're going to, you know, take the opportunity and run with it. I really believe that. Those are really, you know, bright young men, and they're really great players. And, you know, they always, you know, find a way. And all of them, every single one of them, Trey, you know, Byron, Seven, Cross, Aaron, all those young men, they work really hard, you know, and I'm proud of all of them.
You had really high praise earlier this year for Trey Benson, and Mario said that this week he'll be good to go. Considering that he and Byron will probably split those most of the second reps, you know, what are you excited to see from both of those guys going forward?
Man, I'm excited to see Trey just go, both of them. You know, Trey and Byron, just go. You know, just show the world what you can do, because I already know what they can do. You know, but it's time for them to show the world and time for them just to go.
What is it that they can do? You said that you've seen what they can do, and you know, for Oregon fans and people watching from across the country, you know, what is it they can do?
Oh, they can do just about anything. They can catch the ball, you know, run the ball really fast, hit the hole really hard, you know, thump somebody if they have to, juke somebody out if they have to. Both of them. Both of them are really all-around, very good skilled backs.
What do you see from Seven as well? You know, he's getting a little bit less of the rest, mostly in passing downs, but what do you see exactly from him?
Yeah, Seven, he has unbelievable hands, and just the speed is crazy. You know, he's so elusive, he's so shifty. He's such a great football player, and, you know, he's going to be a really great pivotal role in the future for the Ducks. But, yeah, he's you know, Seven is so – he's just so elusive.
What did you – What did your brother tell you about your last game? I'm assuming you talked to him.
He told me good job, all that. He said, you know, it's not, you know, don't be satisfied because, like, it wasn't to our standard. You know, how we wanted to win wasn't to our standard. And, you know, there's mistakes out there that we all can fix. And, you know, he was just talking to me almost like a coach.
he just said, you know, good game, good job, and stuff like that.
Do you talk to him every week about how you play, or?
I wouldn't say every week about how I play. I would say I do talk to him every week for sure. If it's about football, it's about football, whatever it's about. We have very lengthy conversations about Oregon football for sure.
And obviously you loved playing with him when he was here.
Yes. It was awesome. It was the best experience I've ever had, you know, just playing with your older brother on Division I level. You know, not everybody can say that, and I get to, and it's really awesome.
Now, when you see that hole, you know, when you take that hand off, what goes through your mind?
Absolutely nothing. You know, it's completely blank. I'm just there. You know, I'm just playing football. I'm not thinking about the hole. I'm not thinking about, you know, what am I going to do in the hole. I just do it. You know, it just happens naturally.
So it's just, okay, I know the play. Follow it through.
Right.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, I've prepared enough to, you know, I've prepared myself enough to know all the plays. So when I get the signal, it's, you know, it's second nature. And so nothing's in my mind. I have a very clear mind when I have the ball in my hands.
And what does it feel like when you cross that end zone and you get that touchdown?
Man, it's there's no other feeling like it, you know, especially in Autzen Stadium. It's so gratifying. It's everything in one. It's all emotions just all hitting you at once, you know, and it's, you know, what it means to be human, I believe, you know, and like just hitting that end zone and just feeling that energy. It's crazy.
Do you have a favorite touchdown or do you like them all?
Favorite touchdown would probably be my first one. Definitely. That's definitely my favorite against Portland State.
Here we go.
Had to have been.
Okay, and the keys to a successful year down the stretch here?
Just being disciplined. Just being disciplined and sticking to our, you know, one play at a time mentality, one day at a time mentality.
Travis Arbor, coming over late for this. After your most touches in your career, just how do you feel physically after not just a lot of touches, but obviously a lot of hits, man? I mean, you were doing out even in chip blocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel really healthy. I feel strong. I feel fast. You know, practice, I felt good both days. You know, I'm going in with the trainers after every practice and getting my body right and stuff like that. I feel really good.
Statistically, it was your best game. Knowing your own career in film and how you guys grade out and all that, what do you feel that was your best game?
I just felt like it was just another game. You know, to me, I treat every game the same, and I try to play as hard as I can, as best as I can, every single play, every single game. It definitely was one to remember for sure.
What was AB saying to you there in the fourth quarter on the sideline before you guys even went out for the tying drive, the go-ahead drive?
Oh, you know, AB, he's such a great leader for this offense. You know, he knows how to, you know, really rally the guys up. And he was just talking about, you know, how we're going to punch it in the end zone. You know, this is our drive. This is it right here. And, you know, just for somebody to, you know, to have that much pressure on him and to, you know, to have that kind of pressure on him and for him to just be so calm, cool, and collective and lead our offense, it's wonderful to see.
That intangible of leadership and knowing, like, you know, this is my guy, this is who I'm going to war with, do you feel like that's, I guess, an overlooked thing when people outside talk about quarterbacks and just players in college football in general, that leadership quality is something that people don't look at enough as to, like, that's why a guy like Anthony is in the position that he is in and why you guys trust him like that?
Right, yeah. I believe a little bit is that, you know, playing quarterback, it's the hardest position. You know, it's not easy at all. And, you know, I definitely believe, you know, people definitely overlook, you know, what he truly is as a person, how he is as a football player. People definitely overlook that. You know, but they hate you now, they're going to love you later. You know, I always tell Anthony that, you know, he's going to be all right. He's a great quarterback, and I'm definitely behind him all the way.
Travis, do you have an NFL player or any running back that you emulate? How about the Chargers, Eckler?
I love Austin Eckler. You know, he's a great back. For me, my favorite back growing up was LaDainian Tomlinson. But, you know, Austin Eckler, he's such a great back. And, actually, you know, I look up to guys like that.
you know, who are, you know, my kind of stature, who just run super hard, you know, and get stuff done.
When you look at Joe Moorhead's offense, it seemed like when he first came on, a lot of the discussion was around somebody like you. You know, a guy that's a multi-purpose back who can be that underneath guy in the pass game, can go deep, can run the ball. I mean, are you starting to see, as a running back, what that offense kind of is and looks like, and does it feel like it's what you maybe thought it would be when he first came on?
Yeah, you know, Coach Moorhead is a guru, you know, and he really knows how to call plays around his players and really knows how to, you know, create plays around his players. And I'm very blessed to have him. And, you know, he's such a great coach. And, yeah.
Was it different having him back this week?
Yes. You know, the energy, you know, having Coach Moorhead's energy there is always a plus, you know. Always, and I love it. You know, it was great to have him back this week. Sure.
When you mentioned they hate you now, they'll love you later.
Yeah.
When you guys are hearing the crowd throughout the game, yeah. Just what was going through your own mind about how that was going down?
You know, I didn't like it, but it is what it is, and we're gonna have to go to the next play. I didn't try to focus on it too much. You know, but just like I said, you know, they hate him now, but they'll definitely love him later when he's holding up a trophy and, you know, he has a certain amount of yards and a certain amount of TDs. They'll love him then.
So this week with UCLA, their run defense obviously statistically really strong.
Yeah.
What do you see from them in terms of the challenge they present to some clogging some of your running lanes and just really stout tacklers?
Yeah, they're a very hard-nosed football team, very physical. The linebackers are very good. It's going to be a interesting game. You know, and it's going to be one in the trenches for sure. But I love the challenge. I'm definitely accept it, and I can't wait to get out there.
Last season he did really well against USC. History of the Ducks, basically, when they go to L.A. area, they do quite well. You think being from that area, so many players from there, gives you a little extra edge?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, going back home and, you know, everybody, your whole family's there and whatnot, and most of the guys' families are there, and so you just want to show out for your city or your family and all that, and so, you know, I do believe that, you know, it puts us a little bit more on edge when we go back to L.A.
Mean a little something.
Last one, Travis.
Oh, everybody's assuming that Herb's going to be there because they're off this week. Troy is too.
Yeah.
You know, if Troy and Kenzie and everybody making the trip?
Yeah, Troy's going to be there. Kenzie's going to be there, I think. I know definitely my nephew's going to be there, and I cannot wait to see him. But, yeah, they're all going to be there.
One more, if I may. What have you liked most being in the Eugene area so far?
Oh, what do I like most? I like a lot of things. I love the people. I love the area, just, you know, the vibe to Eugene. That's what I like most for sure. Just the vibe to it, you know, just trees everywhere and, you know, beautiful people. I just love it here.
Different scenery than from California, I know.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. You know, California is super hot and, you know, just like two or three trees on the block. But, you know, this Eugene is completely different. You know, it almost feels like it has life to it, you know what I mean? And so I love that.
Travis Dye. Good stuff. You're going to see some of his family, it looks like, at the game. I would imagine that you're going to see some pro Ducks, some Oregon celebrities down at the Rose Bowl this weekend. 12:30 kickoff. Coming up, we're going to hear from TriQuiz Bridges, switch gears to the defense, talk about how you slow down this Bruin offense after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Oregon Volleyball is also on the road at UCLA. 7 o'clock, our buddies from KWVA, the student radio station, they made the track. That's right, they're going down. They're going to call that one before they cover the Oregon football game coming up as well. Love to see that. Pac-12 Network's going to have the TV broadcast. You got the hometown call from the KWVA crew coming up tonight. 7 o'clock, good luck to Oregon Volleyball. They're trying to get a little healthier, trying to bounce back in your Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight. Toyota, let's go places. Now let's go to TriQuest Bridges. I got a chance to talk with the Oregon cornerback, and man, what a season he's had. And he says there's still a lot more potential in his game. TriQuest Bridges breaking down the Bruins for us.
Where do you feel like your game is at, really, at this point in the season, and how much can it grow?
My game can grow, like, through the roof. Like, it's no place where I can just feel like I don't have no room to grow. So, I mean, I'm just continuing to daily just grow and be better, focus on more technique, be more, you know, disciplined on my technique, rules, clean up my eyes. It's a lot of things that I can grow on. So, I mean, that can go on and on.
Getting Braden back and then having KT back in the second half, just how much does having that pass rush help you guys? I mean, you're smiling.
That feels so good. It's so good, like, because, like, it takes the quarterback eyes away from the receivers a lot more, because he feels the pressure, so he just has to step in the pocket or move around. I mean, but with those guys, I mean, they kill the whole operation. So it's amazing having them back.
Does that allow you guys on the outside to press a little more, you know,
yeah,
do things like that?
It gives us the opportunity to, like, you know, play free. I mean, because, like, sometimes, like, if you don't have a quarterback pressure, he can just sit down in the pocket. He can wait for, like, you know, he has more time so that the receiver can do more things and just, like, be all over the place.
I wanted to ask you about Jeffrey Bossa and just the way that he's taken to that and communicating with you guys in the back end. He's being versatile, being a team guy for you guys.
Jeff, he's a great guy. Like, I mean, he moved from a nickel to a backer. So, I mean, the way he just, like, took that, approached that, and just, like, learned the plays and just where he really, like, knew the whole playbook. And just, like, being able to, like, you know, step up and help the team out at backer, it was, like, it's a good thing, and I appreciate that from Jeff.
Against Stanford, you were ejected first play of the game on a targeting penalty. You had to wait your 2 weeks. You know, what was it like getting back out there and being able to play?
It was fun. Not being able to play, it was hard for me. I mean, because, like, first play of the game, you be able to, like, just, like, sit there. But the thing about it, I was cheering my team on and just, like, you know, ready for the next week. And, I mean, once I was able to play, I just, like, you know, help my team, do what I can do to help my team win.
When you watch, I mean, you played on Friday. Were you able to watch a little bit of the UCLA Washington game, and what do you see from the Bruins?
I watched them. They do a lot of different things. You really just can't just, like, you know, just focus on one thing that they do. You know what I mean? They do tons of things. You just got to, you know, focus on you, handle what you know, work on your things and your keys. And so in the formation, you just be able to play your keys and your technique.
How different are they compared to some of the other teams you played this year?
They're very different. Coach Kelly, he do a pretty good job with scheming guys up and scheme. So, like, I mean, they do a good job, and we just focus on us. We're not really just locked in on what they do. We just got to work on us and then play the game.
You know, you hear that from a lot of, I think, programs and teams that are at the level that Oregon is at, where it's more about them, right? If they play their game well and they don't turn the ball over, they do things that they are capable of doing, they're going to win. I think a lot of programs around the country feel that way. But with Oregon's talent, I think that's really, really, really the case. 12:30 kickoff tomorrow, 10:30 pregame show for us on the Oregon Sports Network. Jerry and Jorge will have the call. It's going to be televised on ABC as well. Good luck to Oregon volleyball tonight. Shout out to Oregon soccer working for a tie on the road yesterday. And then we've got Oregon soccer, softball, and volleyball in action on Sunday. Go Ducks this weekend. We'll see you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Doc Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.